Welcome, wanderers of the curious cosmos, to The Current, where we navigate the wild rapids of current events and occasionally stumble upon the untamed, unhinged tales that we find in this beautifully strange world God created. We're your intrepid hosts, Zach and
Hollow.
Thank you, Hollow.
You're welcome, just in case.
In case anyone didn't know. And we're here to guide you through the whirlwind of happenings from around the globe, sprinkled with a generous dash of humor and a pinch of absurdity.
But just a pinch. Now join us as we embark on a journey through the ever-shifting landscape of world news, where the bizarre meets the banter. From news headlines to the newest internet sensations, we're diving headfirst into the deep end of the cultural pool. But wait, dear listeners, because there's more. Prepare to be astounded, amused, and possibly even a little bit spooked as we delve into the realm of some of the most unhinged stories. We'll uncover the weird and wonderful secrets lurking just beyond our doorstep in this mysterious world God made.
So buckle up, grab your compass or GPS if you're feeling fancy, and join us on this roller coaster ride through the currents of chaos, curiosity, all of that. Whether you're a seasoned podcast listener or you're just along for this wild ride, we hope that The Current is your one-stop shop for all things strange, sensational, and slightly surreal. Let's dive in.
Come on.
All right, Hollow, come on.
Let's do this.
Let's do this. Paulo, how are you doing today?
Well, it's a bright and early 7:15 over here. I set my alarm for 5:50. Woke up at 6:30. So 40 minutes.
As always.
Of the snoozing. Yeah. I put my alarm on my watch now, so it like taps me awake so I don't wake up my wife.
You wear your Apple Watch to sleep?
Just when I have to wake up early.
Okay.
Because it like taps you. But I always just like end up tapping it back like no you go to sleep.
Sleep.
40 minutes goes by and I'm like, oh man, but it's good.
That's kind of
beautiful day.
That's kind of scary to me to wear your Apple Watch to sleep. I just that like is like the picture of the Matrix right there. You're just locked in all the time, back of your head. You're in the Matrix constantly.
I'm going to start sleeping with a Vision Pro just over my eyes in my pod.
Yeah, there you go. So if you wake up, you're still in your dream.
I know. Oh, dude, it could be any time of day with a pod on.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
I love it, though. I feel like our friendship has always been one of where I'm more cautious of technology and like new things, and you are... You embrace it all. You embrace it all and you love it all, and you always know about the newest stuff. And so I think we bring a great balance.
I try to be current, you know.
That's what I do. Nice plug. Nice plug. Hollow, what is The Current? Well, let's maybe share with our listeners what we're doing here.
Yeah. So Zach and I were talking last night. We were fired up. I was driving in Dana Point. He was cow tipping in Texas. And we were just kind of talking about how do we continue this podcast? And one of the things we said, like, we just got to keep it consistent, you know, like electricity, it's got to keep flowing. And I'm going to ride this electricity.
Keep riding it.
So, you know, we want to keep it going. This podcast has been around for what? 4 years now?
Yeah. It's 4 years.
4 years with the OG team. And we just want to see it grow, evolve, you know, like an Apple product, get to that next generation. And so being at the forefront of podcasting, we were just thinking, how do we keep it current? And we kind of chuckled about that. We're like, oh, currents, electricity.
Yeah.
And we're like, let's keep this going. So we're going to keep this consistently, kind of like the in-between our main episodes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Where we're answering questions, we're getting into the nitty gritty. We're actually studying. This is just to to keep your drive happy and to keep your commute chuckly.
There we go.
This is a time where we talk about current things, a little more lighthearted. So I would say that's it. But sprinkle in anything else you want to add.
Yeah, no, this is something like, I think just to add on to what Hollow was saying, you know, we love this podcast. You know, we joke around and say that if we could do this full time, that would just be a dream come true. Obviously, that is like a far dream come true for that to happen. But we enjoy doing this, even just as a side hobby. We really enjoy having these conversations. We hope you enjoy them too. And we feel like, man, we would love to give, I mean, our listeners, we would love to give you guys more than just the monthly, you know, episode that happens. And so, especially to even those that support our show. And this is one of the ideas that we had was to kind of have a shorter episode. So these episodes will be a lot shorter than what we normally do. So you can listen to them on your drive to Trader Joe's, on your way into work. This is not something that you have to dedicate, you know, a 2 days of listening just to get through the entire thing, which we all know those Joe Rogan podcasts, right, that you try and listen to that are like 4 hours long. Mm. Yeah, we just want this to really, really just kind of be a fun supplement to the main podcast. This is kind of like the little in-between sideshow that we thought would be cool to call The Current, where we talk about current events, stuff that's happening around, you know, and we also kind of, you know, like you heard in our intro, we talk about some interesting, mysterious, and unhinged stories that we find and we hear around the world, you know. And granted, we'll say this too beforehand, some of the stories that we'll read, we are not saying that every single story, that mysterious story that we read or encounter that we read, is going to be 100% real. We believe it 100%, you know. Just like you can't believe anything that anybody tells from a firsthand account. You know, you have to take it all with a grain of salt, you know. But we think that God made this world very beautifully, very uniquely, very mysteriously. We think that there's more to this world, right, than the physical. Yeah. That's what the Bible teaches. And, you know, we're, you know, at least Hollow and I, we're not afraid to talk about those things. There are some of us. No, I'm just joking.
There are those.
There are those. Two out of every three podcast hosts. No, but yeah, we'll dive into some of that stuff too. And so if you enjoy that, if you enjoy listening to stories, you know, with some sweet audio design behind the back of him, and that's entertaining to you, then this is the right stop for you right here. With hopefully some good laugh and humor banter that goes on. And so, yeah, welcome to The Current. This is a new test run for us. So we apologize if this isn't as polished yet, but I think this is the start of something really sweet.
Yep. Let's do it.
All right. Well, today's topic we're going to talk about currently is just this past Monday, we had a pretty wild, you could even say, cataclysmic in some people's eyes event that happened. You know, we had the solar eclipse that went straight through America, not coast to coast, right? I think it went up through Mexico.
That went straight across. If it went straight through, that would have been a meteor.
Yeah, that's true. That's right. We would not be here.
The dinosaurs would have been right.
They would have been right. No, but we had an eclipse, and I know for all you California listeners, you guys only saw a partial one. But we were super stoked because here in our little town, Georgetown, the path of totality crossed straight through our town. Okay, and Hollow, there are very few things in my life that I think that have like impacted me or changed me in a way that are like, whoa, that was pretty significant. And I don't know if that's weird or strange to say this, but I'm just going to say it. Affected by this thing, man. When I heard about that, the path of totality was happening. I mean, I've never seen a full solar eclipse. I've seen the partial ones. Mm-hmm. And I was just kind of like, wow, that's pretty cool. It's going to get dark. You know, I was not really holding out a big, like, I wasn't really like waiting for like some amazing thing to happen. I just kind of was like, sweet, we'll go outside in the backyard. We'll watch it. We'll see what it's like. Oh, yeah. Cool. And then we'll go on throughout our day. But I'm here to tell you that I am changed after witnessing a total solar eclipse. Mm. I'm a new person. I am a new moon, a new man. there's an ode to our missing piece, our missing piece of our trifecta there. Mm. I'm a new person, man. It was such an amazing experience. You know, we had clouds all day. Me and Emma were praying. We're like, oh gosh, Lord, please just break away the clouds so we can see something. We decided to go to our town square to watch it there, where there's a bunch of people kind of sitting out on the lawn in the town square, really super Gilmore Girls like. If you think of that's a great picture of what it was like out there. Just everyone outside sitting on lawn chairs and and on blankets and staring up at the sky. And so we went there, we took the boys, we got coffee, and sure enough, God heard our prayers, right? If there's that verse, right, that says in James, if Elijah was a man like us and he prayed that it wouldn't rain and God listened, we were really holding on to that, you know? And the clouds opened up like the 5 minutes before the eclipse went total.
Wow.
Clear skies, okay? And, you know, we're watching this thing happen. It's starting to get a little dimmer, which I've seen before where it gets dim, you know, because I've seen partial ones. But then it started getting like close to totality. And I'm staring at this thing and everybody's starting to just get excited and cheering. And there was something within my innermost being that once that moon crossed the path of the sun, everything went dark. I mean, that was cool. Everything went dark. That was cool. But being able to look up at the sky and see without glasses this planetary wonder, I was amazed, man. I almost cried watching it because it was so beautiful. Okay. There's very few things in my life that I have like seen and witnessed that I'm like, wow, this is beautiful. Obviously, like I think of like the Valley of Yosemite, right? You're standing at the base of El Capitan and you're like, this is just, you know, it's good to feel small, right? There's those instances where God allows us to feel small in it, and that's good for us. And this was one of those instances where just staring at this and you see the solar flares around it, but you're able to look at it with the naked eye and it's just gorgeous. It just looked, oh my goodness, changed my life viewing it. I am now a total like nerd for this. Like if this were to happen again and it was within drivable distance, I will go and drive and see that again. That is how amazing that was.
Come on. Yeah, we regret this past Monday. As we thought about it, we're like, should we go? Should we fly somewhere? To go see it. And we're like, no, it's just an eclipse. And forgetting the difference between a solar and a lunar eclipse.
Because
a lunar eclipse, hey, it's cool. That's cool to see. But this after...
The moon turns red.
Yeah. But after watching it, we watched it live on Disney Plus. Disney Plus had this whole like coverage of it. Mm-hmm. And seeing it go down, we're like, oh my gosh, it's dark. And within a matter of like a minute, it goes from bright to... dark, and they're showing like live feeds of all the zoos and how the animals were getting all right, it's bedtime, and they're like, psych.
And then dude,
all the different we regret it. So we're, you know, speaking of drivable distance, it's not drivable, but let's do it. 2026 Iceland gets dude, two
Iceland's
birds,
over
one stone. You get to see a volcanic eruption.
There we go.
Eclipse, and you get to see Iceland.
Wow, that's in 2 years. No, that's not that bad. Yeah.
No, 2026. Cool. 2026, dude. I say we go.
I know that the next time that it's actually hitting the United States, it's hitting Alaska.
Yeah.
In like the dead of winter, Alaska. So they were saying like not a lot of people are going to travel for that one. But the one after that, I think in like 20 years.
2044.
Yeah, it's going from coast to coast. It'll hit Northern California and go straight across.
Dude.
So I for sure will travel for that one.
You will be 53.
That is, let's stop talking about that right now. I don't want to.
It's depressing.
Okay? Just let me have this.
Yeah, all right, you got it. You'll still be young and spry.
It was amazing, man. I mean, one thing that was amazing too is there is a 360-degree sunset around you.
Yeah.
Because of the bending of light.
That's wild.
Like, it's dark where you are, and everywhere you look, there is that, you know, that ombre of color of like yellow to orange to deep blue and purples. Like it's everywhere, or like 360 degrees. And it was life changing. You know, some people were expecting the rapture to happen. Some people were predicting that, you know, interesting events. You know, I think there's a guy from California, Fernie, I'll give you a shout out right here. He texted me, when I posted a video about it, and, he's like, dude, he's like, do you guys didn't get raptured yet? And I was like, and I responded back. I was like, I'm in heaven, man. Where are you? I'm looking for you. Texting this from heaven. Where are you? So, a lot of people predicted funny stuff, you know, interesting stuff to happen. None of it happened. I think for me, just as a believer, you know, it's, man, just creation has a great way of making us remind us who God is, the grandeur of who God is, and how small we are. And man, I was in awe. It was amazing.
Wow.
Beautiful experience.
Yeah,
we had
our glasses. We got the like little toenail version, you know, where it's like kind of creeping in and see a little bit of the cutout, which was still cool. Yeah. We actually had the glasses this year.
And it still gets a little bit dark when it's partial, right? It like dims like, a bit.
Yeah, the way I could best describe it is it's a very pointed light. Almost like, you know, when you shine like an old school flashlight and you get a shadow. And then when we all went LED and you're like, whoa, the shadows are so crisp now.
Yeah.
Almost like that. Like all the shadows, everything seemed a little crisper, sharper lines. I don't know what that is. But yeah, it was, you know. We had our glasses, though. We got them from Amazon. They were the appropriate ones because I guess there's some frauds out there. Shout out to Timu.
some people who are blind.
Yeah. The Google trend like following after was, why do my eyes hurt? That was one of the trending searches on Google across the U.S.
Stop. Calling in sick because you have a blind spot in your eye next day.
Yeah, exactly. But it was fun. Yeah, we were out there staring. Newman came out. Was like, fine.
He came out of his
house. This is the second groundhog day.
Amazing. That's a twice a year experience too, right? He emerges from his den.
He saw his own shadow. Summer's coming early this year.
Yes.
Get your surfboards.
That's beautiful. Oh, that's great.
We all hung out and watched. And yeah, FaceTiming you was weird.
Yeah, that's right. I did FaceTime you guys at that.
It was bright. And then you FaceTimed us again. And it was dark.
It was dark. And, yeah.
It was cool. We were trying to explain to Isla, our daughter, because she was freaking out. She's like, wait, so it's nighttime already in Texas? We're like, just for a minute. She's like, what? I'm like, it doesn't make sense to me either.
But, yeah. You know, it makes me wonder, you know, what ancient civilizations must have thought when they saw this. Like, because this has been happening, right, for, you know, thousands of years. This eclipse has been happening, just the way that God ordered this perfect solar system, the universe that God made. He's ordered this to happen to display his glory and his attributes. That's what the Bible tells us, and ancient civilizations have witnessed this. And you know, we have some funny and interesting history on what some civilizations thought about this, and even some of the history behind what exactly a solar eclipse is. So, well, I want to kick this off. I want to share, there's a story between the Lydians and the Medes. This is 585 BC, before Christ, okay? According to an ancient Greek historian, Herodotus, a total solar eclipse brought about an unexpected ceasefire between two warring nations as they were fighting near the river Halys in what is now central Turkey. So for 5 years, these two nations, the Lydians and the Medes, were battling for control over land. And during this battle, which is, they kind of coined this battle, the Battle of the Eclipse, the sky suddenly turned dark. Imagine that, okay? You're a soldier that's out there. You're fighting. I mean, and all of a sudden, for, you know, 3-4 minutes, everything just goes dark. Goes dark. How do you make sense of this? What's happening? They interpreted this phenomenon as a sign that that false gods wanted their conflict to end, and so they put down their weapons and negotiated a truce because of this solar eclipse.
Wow.
That's pretty wild.
That
God's
is.
Sovereignty bringing peace to the nations through planetary alignments. That's pretty interesting. That's pretty crazy, huh?
Yeah.
And I think I read another story. This is kind of a funny one. I think it's like one of the first ever historically recorded, or one of the first records that we have of someone talking about a solar eclipse was apparently in China. I mean, this was
yeah,
you know, I don't know exactly the date. This is before Christ, thousands of years, 1,000 years, I think, before Christ, that there were two astrologers that were predicting this, right? Because they, you know, ancient civilizations look to the skies a lot. They look to the stars a lot. They look to the movement of planets and stars and the moon a lot. Which would kind of be an interesting topic for a future Lightning Rounds episode. Mm-hmm. But these two Chinese astrologers got the eclipse wrong because they had gotten drunk. Okay? I don't know the full story of this, but it's written in like their written accounts. These two astrologers had drank too much kombucha, or what, I don't know what they're making out there, sake. They drank too much of whatever, you know, fermented rice juice out there. And they got drunk. They miscalculated the solar eclipse. And the Chinese emperor at that time, like, was so mad at these guys that he beheaded both of them.
Oh, wow.
That's our first record of the solar eclipse, is that two guys got it wrong and lost their heads for it.
Oh, gosh.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Super, super weird. Super interesting.
So watch your calendars, everybody.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. Don't get it wrong. Don't get it wrong. But, I mean, you have some interesting stories that happened even just this, during this eclipse, right, Hollow?
Yeah. Some wild, wild stuff was going on. First off, I was just scrolling my daily news feed the other day, and this one popped up, which is true. It's under the crime section, and this is the title of the news article. It says, "Woman claiming God told her to go on a shooting spree because of solar eclipse shoots drivers on Florida interstate, police say. A woman checked out a Florida hotel and told staff she was going on a God-directed shooting spree because of the solar eclipse, then shot two drivers on Interstate 10 before being arrested and charged with attempted murder. She's 22, from Georgia. She entered the highway driving a purple Dodge Challenger." Oh, there it is. She drives a Challenger. That's it.
It
explains it. You know them. They pass you on the freeway 110 miles an hour. But yeah,
what?
Nobody died. Praise God. But she did hit the driver in the neck. Oh, gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. But she said, wow, like, people were tripping out about this. And she said, all right, like, I don't know what God she serves, but yeah, not a good God.
Not Yahweh.
Yeah, not the true God. Not the living God.
No way.
But
no,
yeah,
way, Yahweh.
That's right.
No way.
So yeah, this girl decides, all right, the moon is coming between us and the sun. I got a plan. And I'm not sure why or what happened. They're still investigating. But that happened. I thought that was crazy. Another thing that was going on. It says, many in Missouri reporting strange eclipse sickness after event.
The real corona virus.
The sun's corona
virus. The sun's corona virus.
Yeah.
The sun has COVID.
Yeah, exactly. And when it blocks out, it's just wearing a mask.
Wow.
To protect the spread. No, yeah. So people were in Missouri were complaining, and I guess in other parts of the states. And doctors are saying what they believe it is, because people are saying, man, I felt nauseous after. I felt lightheaded. I was starving before, and right after I lost all appetite. And they said it was, what's it called? Oh my goodness. When you get excited about something, a pump of adrenaline.
Oh, it was adrenaline.
It was an adrenaline rush. People were so like, everyone's heart rates went up. Their breathing, you know, got faster. And so right after, it was just kind of the hangover from the adrenaline rush that people, you know, you get that sickness, or, you know, when you take a good nap and you wake up and you feel kind of sick, you're like, that's basically what it was. The body was readjusting to normality.
I wonder how many people, I wonder what percentage of the population, like of America, was expecting something strange to happen with this, right? Because everybody's like, you know, right? There's tons of those prophecies, and and I wonder how much percent of the population like was waiting, and maybe that aided to their like sickening of it, like, oh my goodness, because it was I guess like in the truest sense, like an awful thing to witness. Like it made you. I was full of awe when I was looking at this. I'm like it looked fantastical, like something in a movie. Seeing it's all part of God's beautiful design. The fact, I mean, even scientists are baffled by this, by the fact that the moon is at the right degree and distance away from the Earth, that when it passes over the sun, it covers the sun completely.
Yeah.
Equally.
Yeah.
Like it's not smaller, that only covers a small, you know, like circle portion of it when it's completely, and it's not bigger that you don't see any of the corona flares.
Yeah.
But it's like God's precision in creation where it's just perfect.
Yeah. The sun is 400 times bigger than the moon and 400 times as far away.
That's.
So it lines up perfectly. So
come on, science.
Four times four is 16, and I learned to drive when I was 16.
What?
Full circle.
You learned to drive. Was it a Challenger?
It was a Challenger. And I felt sick after. Prophetic? I
blacked
so.
Out. And then, no, I mean, dude, I mean, weird stuff happens when the moon does. When it's a full moon, like when I don't know if you've ever talked to like a police officer or you talk to a first responder, you know, there's an EMS that goes to our church here, a good friend of ours. And I remember talking to him and asking him about, like, you know, he works in like central Austin area, like downtown Austin area, and like has the craziest stories of stuff that happens. Weird stuff happens all the time. You know, but I remember asking him, like, does it kind of turn up a notch whenever there's a full moon? Like, does that? And honestly, he's like, yes, people, there's something, I don't know what it is, but people just get strange. You know, I think even I was reading this article that was saying that like scientists have done a study that people actually sleep worse when there's a full moon. Even people who are unaware, like have blackout curtains, have no, like, it's not like because there's more light coming in. Even people who like aren't aware of the fact that it's a full moon have a harder time getting into REM sleep when there's a full moon.
Wow.
It's just interesting, man. Like that's an interesting topic to even just kind of think about, but no doubt strange events happened, you know, during this eclipse.
Yeah.
Whether it's sickness, whether it's, people get weird, man. People get weird. People worshiping false gods, people worshiping demons. Let's be honest.
You know?
People doing strange stuff, you know.
You saw a dinosaur, right?
That's true. I did see a dinosaur, and I was not, you know, on anything when I saw not that I've ever been on anything.
At this moment.
We all just hallucinated at the same time. We saw a dinosaur and started talking to us and had a beard. And there was a guy that was in a dinosaur costume, and he had a big old sign that said, "They told me it was just an eclipse too," written in a Sharpie on a cardboard sign. And it was pretty hilarious. I took a picture of him. Yeah, but the eclipse, strange stuff. But we're going to close out this episode of The Current. And we just want to thank you for listening to this short episode. We hope you enjoyed. If you guys like this, you want more stuff like this, that's a little bit more current news, strange stories, let us know. Shoot us feedback. I think that's probably the biggest way on like how we know if like, is this worth it? Please just shoot us a little affirmation that says, hey, you guys are doing a great job. Or maybe like, hey, this is too much. You guys are trying too hard. We will take it all, honestly, at this point. Any communication or engagement is welcomed here, you know? And this is something, too, if you really like this, you know, our plan with this is the current will eventually roll off and be a something that we offer to only those that are supporters, kind of as a perk for those that support the podcast and that are investing in what we're doing here and enjoy it. And we want to give back to them. We really want to make it worth their while and maybe make it worth your while. So if you want more stuff like this, more stuff is coming your way if you're a supporter. If you're not and you're like, I don't want to miss anything that is Lightning Rounds related, then start supporting. buymeacoffee.com/ Lightning Rounds, right?
That's the one.
That's it. Yeah. So we're going to close. We're going to leave you with an interesting story that happened in an eclipse 6 years ago. And so the story will kind of play out our time. We thought it'd be a fun way to kind of end this podcast. Like we said before, this is an interesting and sort of a creepy, unhinged story here. We're not saying that everything that this is real. We're just sharing it with you just for fun because we think that the world is mysterious, interesting stuff happens, and this story will kind of close us out. So this story is written from Blakester731, entitled, I Saw Something Weird During the Eclipse. Me and a couple of buddies live in Tennessee, close to the path of totality for this latest eclipse. Once in a lifetime event and whatnot, and we decided to go to a fishing hole we knew about out in the backwater and watch the totality from there. It was a long drive out, and if you've ever been in the back roads of the South, you know that there was nothing around but farms, trees, and the odd gas station near us. Hundreds of people swarmed Tennessee to get in line of the totality. But scheduled as it was, there was no out-of-towners in sight of this fishing hole. It might be important to note that the fishing hole hosts a small Trail of Tears memorial, with the trail just brushing the land we walked on. We passed the stone monument on our way down to the hole, and it mentioned with sober brevity the removal of the Cherokee from their native land, and the tragedies that occurred in its wake. Thousands dying or having their loved ones die, besides the fact that they lost the home their people had lived on for years. At the time, we glanced at it, each gave it our private respects, and moved on to fishing and eclipses. The time passed like any other day out fishing. We tangled some lines, snagged some logs, caught nothing, and we were generally having a good time. Towards the afternoon, the dark shape of the moon started to encroach upon the sun. So we sat back and enjoyed the view for a bit. We hardly noticed it until it had happened. The woods went quiet. Birds, flies, fish, not even the cicadas. Can't get them to shut up for anything in the summer, really night or day. Even they had quieted. It was like the sound around us had been suffocated. That's the best way I can think of to describe it. We knew freaky stuff went down during an eclipse. It was unsettling, but exciting too. We were getting the full show. Eventually, we quieted too. I guess the feeling was contagious. The moon crept over the sun's face. The world got darker around us, colder. Colors and weird shadows split across the ground like an artist's palette. It was breathtaking. I was switching between my light-resistant glasses and the landscape around me. Sun, woods, sun, woods. Finally, the moon was full, and only the sun's halo shone behind it. I took my glasses off to see, a marvel more than a century in the making. Then, there they were. They were like reflections and shadows. It's hard to explain. Projected around us, standing around us. Dark human shapes. There was no sound, no movement. With the glasses on, you'd never know that they were there. There were hundreds of them, in the woods, behind the trees, at the shoreline, and even in the water and on it. Like silhouettes, only round, palpable, real. I can almost swear I could tell which were men and which were women, if that's what they were. I screamed and I fell out of my chair. My friends ripped the glasses off and shot up out of their chairs. We were surrounded. The closest one to us was less than a yard away. None of us said a word. My scream seemed to echo through the woods behind the still figures. Silently, we stood and grouped together back to back. They still hadn't moved, made a sound, made any sign that they were even alive. We started moving towards the truck, tight together. One of my friends had drawn his gutting knife, which felt about as useful as a sharp stick. You couldn't fight these things with knives. And just as quickly as they had come, they vanished. The moon moved on, off the sun, and the figures faded like the mist in the morning right before our eyes. The whole thing had lasted less than 3 minutes. We got out of there as fast as we could. I think it's safe to say that that'll never happen to me again.